With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Demonstrators in West Windsor today, they gathered at Micmac Park this morning and are making their way to the Ambassador Bridge. That prompted a warning from police. They remind those taking part that blocking critical infrastructure like the bridge is illegal. As many as 100 vehicles are taking part here, but there's protests across the country. Today's the day the federal government boosted the price on carbon to $80 a ton. That'll add another 3 cents or so to the price of a liter of gas. Rebates will also increase to $280 for a family of four, more for those living in rural areas. Meanwhile, the Premier of Newfoundland and Labrador is urging the Prime Minister to call an emergency meeting with leaders across the country to talk about possible alternatives to the carbon price. Andrew Furey says a constructive approach is needed that doesn't put a burden on families. Global News says he and other premiers, including Ontario's Doug Ford, want Ottawa to at least hold off on the increase that took effect today. The Trudeau government has been adamant 80% of families get more back in the rebate than they pay. An environmental assessment will start soon on County Road 46 in Tecumseh. There's a public meeting at the Chicharro Club on Thursday starting at 5. Tecumseh Mayor Gary McNamara says with development increasing in that area, the town and the County of Essex need to get ready.
There's roughly about between 5,000 and 6,000 people that go to work every day in the Oldcastle industrial area, plus the Habib housing development that's going to be putting up close to 250 plus homes just up the road. 42, you got the new hospital that's going to be built.
The assessment could take a few years to complete. New research on Ontario's opioid crisis sheds more light on who is being harmed the most. The Toronto Star says it's changing. In 2017, white people accounted for over 92% of deaths. But members of the Black, Asian, and Latin American communities tend to die younger. The study was published by researchers at St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto. Since the Public Health Agency of Canada started monitoring the crisis, more than 40,000 people have died. Last year, an average 22 people died every day. And the new report says Canada will likely dodge a recession despite pressure from higher interest rates. It's from Deloitte Canada. The Toronto Star says it did factor in an increase in business insolvencies and mortgage delinquencies, but says Canada might even start recovering from its current slump in the second half of the year. Hockey tonight has the Leafs hosting the Panthers. The Wings will be in Tampa Bay. The Tigers play the Mets this evening while the Jays are in Houston. And in the NBA, the Grizzlies visit the Pistons. 11 today with clouds moving in this afternoon. The rain starts this evening down to 6 overnight. And rain tomorrow, windy and 8. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.